My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
It's a blue ribbon day here today, Judy.
It sure is. My last day as a brunette, Mike.
I'm so excited. You're going glamorous. And what, pray tell, has inspired you to go from the gorgeous brunette you are to what I'm sure will be a stunning platinum blonde?
Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis, you say?
I can't afford plastic surgery. I can't afford
You look wonderful. You don't need surgery or a bauble like a sports car to...
This is my expression, Mike. I'm going to go blonde. I'm looking forward to a whole new world.
I wish I had the hair to do it.
You have enough hair to do it.
Marginally. You mean on my head, I mean.
Yeah. Like a silverback.
Okay, TMI. Oversharing, McGuire, which ironically or not so ironically is the topic of today's show with our friend Miss 40,000, we like to call her.
Yes. All of our guests are our favorite guests. But Miss Blair Koenig is our most listened to guest.
You're a legend at Heritage Radio.
Legendary.
You are.
I can't believe it. So Blair Koenig, who is the author of the new book, STFU Parents.
Shut the fuck up.
Parents. As Judy likes to say.
But before we go to that, Judy, it is your birthday, and I know you're going platinum blonde. Let's open up this bottle of champagne. It's bottle Prosecco, actually, but it should be pretty dry.
It's bubbly like me.
Like I will be.
Cheerful.
And tomorrow.
Get right into it. And, you're not.
Can I
blondes
hear a
do
song?
Have more fun.
Yay!
Just letting you know, Judy.
Thank you, Joe.
How long have you been blonde, Joe?
About a year now. It's the best year of my life.
Let me tell you something. How old are you? 22?
23? Oh, it's so hard to keep track of now that I'm almost blonde.
24. Yeah, that part of your life, every year is the best year of your life.
Yeah. Nothing hurts. Unless you put a stick in your eye, nothing hurts for Joe. So lucky. So limber. Can eat anything.
All the Pilates and yoga I do.
Happy birthday, McGuire.
Thank you.
Very happy.
Anyway, we're so excited to have Blair and Brian Blessinger, her would-be
thank
impregnator,
you for,
is here.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Is there something we ought to know?
That. Not.
Not yet.
Judy.
You'll be the first to know. Before my parents, before her parents.
You can announce on the Mike and Judy show?
Yeah, we'll come here. That's a plan on it.
Absolutely.
Chin chin.
Cheers.
We're drinking champagne.
To the future.
In the morning.
Happy birthday, Judy. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. Doing this radio show with you is the greatest pleasure of my life.
Aww.
You need to get a more pleasurable life. Anyway, let's.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Enough with my birthday, but I will enjoy the.
Hey, you're only 30 once.
Yeah, I know.
I came here to talk about mucus plugs.
Let's get straight to mucus plugs.
This really is the Judy and Mike show today. Last time we were here was placenta shakes, and I was out that door like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
to
shit
get
out
one,
of a
to
duck's
go get
ass.
One.
Some yummy afterbirth with some mango.
Okay, so the question,
like
Blair, is what the fuck is wrong with all these people?
I don't know. You can tell me. Now that you have the book at your disposal, what do you think is wrong with them, Mike?
I mean, I can... Okay. You know, I have had some bad periods. I've never mentioned that on
Here
Facebook.
Here we go.
I did not take a picture of, like, my tampon.
You didn't?
After
Joe, I'll
no,
see you at the bar.
Not.
I have a whole scrapbook.
Some prints, maybe? The placenta prints?
Yeah, for above the bed.
Right.
I had a testicle removed, and have never mentioned it in public until now.
Thank you. So, oh, congratulations.
So yeah, I didn't feel the need to, you know, share it on Facebook.
To share your status update, one ball?
No, Uniball Blessinger. No.
That's just a private
never
joke.
Happened.
Brian is now single. That is
what Blair calls me, but
Brian's nutsack is now single.
Yeah.
I did announce my melanoma on Twitter because I thought it was kind of funny to tell people you had cancer on Twitter.
That's a little different. Yeah. Melanoma, diarrhea,
well, Twitter and
a little
cancer,
different.
So charming. Twitter and cancer go hand in hand like Christmas and candy cane. So.
It really does.
Yeah, I try to keep the death and sickness off the Facebook. I mean, I post a lot. I enjoy Facebook. Twitter. Oh,
Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, well.
We all do what we can.
Twitter is okay for cancer. Facebook, not so much. Blair, is this the line sand that's been drawn?
I think that social media in general is not a good idea to overshare, but Facebook is like where everybody goes to overshare because that's where you can get the most engagement and the most attention.
Right.
And ultimately, that is what it's all about. If it wasn't, people probably would overshare more on other networks, I feel like, right?
Yeah, and you have
other
platforms. I mean, I guess you have the opportunity to put photos on Twitter, but it's just not the same as putting a big shitty diaper.
You won't get that back and forth. You won't, if once you say, like, you know, this is really going to fuck up your day, you know, to your friends, it's not the same engagement if every.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Mike! All the farts are going to be attributed to Mike now.
I think I'm just going to go back in the booth and work the sound effects
or,
machine
like,
with Joe.
If you have a whole, let's say, poopy diaper album on Facebook, you can contribute to it over time.
Right. That's so satisfying. And you don't need to click on it. Like on Twitter, you have to click on the link, and that takes a while.
The Mark Zuckerberg's product is so immediate in its delivery of disgusting, you know, pictures. It's really wonderful that way. And it's satisfying because you can reply. And that's what's so great about posting a disgusting picture of your child's, you know,
or just a description.
Excreta, is that somebody will reply. And
I'm
nice.
I'm surprised that so many people do put the pictures on, like the water ball pictures. I've seen those.
Yes.
Like the giant.
Well, you'll never forget them, will you?
No, I won't. They're burned in my head.
Explain the water ball to those of us who don't know.
Blair, you're the expert on water balls.
I wish I was. I mean, I don't really know. All I know is that apparently they swell up, and when a baby I don't know what causes it. All I know is what it looks like.
And it looks disgusting.
Yes.
Water balls.
Yes.
Another one of my favorite things that as a birthday girl this week who doesn't really want to have a party, I noted that you can have a Facebook baby shower.
Oh, the virtual baby shower.
And you could sign up for gifts. You could have your own registry.
The registry. I know. That's so cheeky. I mean, of all the things, I mean, congratulations. This page for page is probably more offensive than anything I've ever written.
Thank you so much.
but just the cheekiness. Oh, it's Brian's virtual baby shower. Make sure to get him, you know, something to register, and make sure to call my 2 week old or on the phone to let him know how much you love him.
And see what he thinks of the item you bought him.
It seems like, you know, part of the vodka point of having these types of showers is that it's just the people who are in your immediate sphere who come and attend them. And if they don't live nearby, if you're really close, maybe they'll send a gift. But with that, it's like you're saying, everybody I've ever known who I ever went to school with or ever worked with or anything, you guys need to contribute and look at this registry and buy me some shit. That's crazy.
Hey there, sixth grade science teacher.
Yeah, my baby told me that in utero she wants a pink onesie, you know.
And how do they get away with having Facebook pages for their fetus when there is an age requirement for Facebook?
I think that I actually think Facebook is encouraging that at this point because now they announce when someone says that they're expecting. They put it up on the side like the way that they would if you get engaged or whatever. So I think that they're encouraging it. I think that they're also probably trying to skirt it. Like that's what do you call FCC something regulation or whatever. I think that they're going to try to skirt all of that and make the age restriction, you know, like you have to be a
fetus.
Well,
it makes sense if you were expecting. It's a whole new revenue stream. For Zuckerberg Inc. Right?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I see it from where I'm sitting.
Okay. I looked at my notes and I grossed myself out.
Let's talk about it.
I'm having another drink.
The physically pulling the poop out of the baby. Why would you share that?
Yeah, the saddest thing is when I actually go to, I want to go out to like link out to that post, I just type in Google, STFU parents pull a poop, and then that's how I find it. It's so sad. And the prolapse. What do you call that? Rectal prolapse?
Rectal prolapse.
Oh, God. That was a whole separate post.
When was the last time you talked about rectal prolapse on this show?
This might be the first time.
Oh.
Virgin topic.
Gosh. I think I'll bring it up with the Seinfeld guy next week.
Yes. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Really, where's the yada, yada guy now?
Yada, yada needs to be here now.
Okay, so we've got the water ball. We've got your rectal prolapse.
We didn't even touch... Well, we're about to eat pizza, so we should really be talking about edible placenta.
Or not.
The jerky style. Do they serve that here at Roberta's? Do they have that?
The jerky style. Yeah.
Aren't we in artisanal Brooklyn?
Yes. It's a part of the womb to table movement.
Well, the guy who owns the radio station, Patrick Martins, who owns Heritage Meat.
Heritage Food USA?
Heritage Foods.
That is Mr. Slow Food himself.
I don't think he would overshare about his kid on Facebook. We're not Facebook friends, but he does call his kid MaxiPad. The kid's name is Max, which I think is kind of funny.
Well, that is funny. That's a nickname. As long as the...
That's what we call a nickname, Judy.
I don't know. I'm seeing the damage it's already inflicting already, MaxiPad. Hey, I don't want to call my kid like a female sanitary napkin.
There was a picture on Pinterest that went around that got a lot of, that was like a very controversial thing apparently because a woman posted a picture of her kid covered in MaxiPads and he was naked and people were like, this is funny. I get it. Or maybe the kid covered himself, whatever it was. But the kid was totally butt ass naked. So it's like she's saying, look at this funny picture of my kid covered in pads. And everyone else is like, I can't stop looking at his penis. Please cover that with a MaxiPad if you have to,
And then also, okay, the nude kids, it's bad enough when they're little. But the parents who talk about their poor kids going through puberty, like counting
that's
the underarm
bad.
Hair.
That's true. A naked baby is nothing compared to armpit hairs and periods and masturbating in the shower.
I wanted to just, so while we're sort of on this topic, the one that I...
Which topic is that?
Horrible things people do to their children on the internet. You posted some stuff this week that I thought was really good in terms of its level of psychotic cruelty to children who don't have an ability to explain their lack of a desire for their picture to be on the internet. All these pictures, you did a post with all these pictures of kids who were basically crying for one reason or another, and their parent took a moment out prior to comforting the child and getting them to stop crying to take a fucking picture. In one case of the kid under the couch.
Well, that's a post in response to the Reasons My Son Is Crying
right.
Tumblr, which is huge, but that's a funny Tumblr because it's like, why, this is my son, he's crying because...
I didn't mean to get all controversial.
Wow. No, it's okay. It's different.
We court that.
The point of my post is to say, like, if you just told your kid that her fish died, and then you take a picture
of
her face, and you say, I just told her, in the caption, just told her fish died with a frowny face.
And the kid is, like, legitimately freaking out about it. Like dealing with death for the first time in their entire little lives.
That's a little bit of overshare.
Yeah. Well, this opens up a whole other subject, and that's just how disconnected from reality social media has made us. I mean, beyond the oversharing and parents showing very poor judgment. I mean, as a culture, as a society, everything is just so fucking fast and immediate.
I can't wait till we get to labor so I can hear that.
I'm going to be at the bar. I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break here on the Judy and Mike show? It's Shut the Fuck Up, Parents Stay with Blair Koenig, and it's Judy McGuire's birthday. We got a special song for you, Spin It, Joe.
Is that it?
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
All right.
That wasn't very nice, Mike.
Middle-aged crazy.
I
wish I could get a boob job and a sports car.
You can.
Definitely get a boob job. You look fantastic.
You can take the fat from your ass, put it in your cheek.
Wait, what fat from my ass? I'm putting my ass on Facebook, okay, the second I get home. And that is no means oversharing. In fact, I think it would be a boon to the internet as a whole.
I would have to agree.
All right.
Just from my vantage point.
I did... I'm actually feeling a little left out because
God bless radio.
Because before Blair's blog, I never knew there was such a thing as a period party, and my mom didn't care enough to give me a period party.
Mm-hmm. But what are they? They're called menses parties, technically.
So that's, which is not the same as sort of like Mensa.
You could,
yeah,
exactly.
Similar, yeah.
A little similar, different. They come with a little. There's a package, like a kit. There's a kit. I don't know what's in it.
Isn't this like what the movie Carrie is all about?
Exactly. Well, at one point, instead of playing pin the tail on the donkey, you just throw tampons at the person and yell, plug it up.
And what kind of gift do you bring?
I think that's it. You bring tampons.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't ever want that.
Well, you know, my favorite...
Maybe there's a period art craft world that's going to emerge that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, I mean...
Like an underground thing.
My favorite topic in the book has always been, and the least outwardly gross, it's just the mommy jacking.
Yes.
It's just way too much. And my favorite post, of course, was someone had posted that they were at Normandy, yeah, you know, on the beach.
The,
and with their,
storming the beaches.
Storming the beaches of Normandy. And it was this very lovely post. It was a picture they had gone. It was the 50th anniversary of VE Day. And they had lost their grandfather there. And someone said, oh, my little Nikki, you know, got in the water and swam right away.
Yeah, like we stormed the beaches.
You just co-opted the entire
too.
Fucking Second World War.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, but they love the beach. Thank you, all the soldiers for the freedom for us to swim like this. You know, yeah,
so beautiful.
I was just going through. I have a birthday week theme coming up, and I did that last year. And I was going through all those submissions last night, and one of them is, or several of them are like, you know, someone saying so and so's birth. Like they do a countdown for the birthday, but a lot of the birthday jackings are good. If you like, Judy, this week you could say today is my birthday and I'm going blonde. And someone else might say, oh, little Caitlin has blonde hair too, and she just turned 3-4 months ago.
Or whenever anyone announces anything important, I could say my birthday is in 2.5 days.
You should do that.
I will.
I love another one of my favorites. Here was the kid who flips through his father's copy of The Economist. And like, oh, it's like little Teddy is so smart. How am I ever going to buy him an age-appropriate book?
I know.
You know, the genius children.
Yes, that happens all the time. That one in particular, that woman, she's been submitted to me several times by the same person. And every single post is like that. It's like, my kid just can't eat anything except for sushi. He just loves sushi so much, you know. And nothing else will be, you know, chicken fingers don't do it for him. You know,
he's too special.
Now, what about cats?
You can never talk about cats too much. That's why there'll never be a shut the fuck up cat lady blog.
I think there was at one point, but I didn't start it.
Because when we share our kitty cats, are we ever guilty of oversharing?
No.
No.
I never posted a litter box picture.
No.
But you know what? I have received those pictures, and I'm actually thinking of starting the STFU Pet Parents Edition this year because I have received all the I know, poor kitties. Exactly. I feel for them. People will send like pictures that say, you know, Fluffy hasn't pooped in 3 days, but finally she did. And it's like a picture of the litter box. It's just as bad as what humans do with their babies.
Okay, we were talking about this before the radio show began, but What happens when you get busted? When someone's like looks at your blog and is like, "That's me."
Well, we were talking about it because I was mentioning that yesterday I got an email from a woman who Babbel.com, which is a parenting site, ran a gallery a few days ago that featured blog submissions, and one of them apparently was hers. And the funny thing about it is she found it and she was very upset by the fact that someone had submitted it. So I went to check it out. You know, sometimes I'll remove it or, you know, I'll ask someone to remove it if it's on another site, whatever. But it, I thought this one was interesting. She actually wrote in her status update, "More plug," meaning mucus plug. She was losing her mucus plug. "More plug." And then in parentheses, "Don't care if you wanted to know or not. This shit is so interesting and disgusting at the same time." But then in her email to me, she's like, "I posted that on a private page. I can't believe who would have the audacity to do such a thing." And I'm like, "But didn't you just say, I don't really give a shit what you do with this information? I'm telling it to the world anyway, right?"
And it just meant that her cervix is softened.
Exactly. I mean,
here on the Judy and Mike show.
Everybody loves a soft cervix. It's universal fact.
Yeah, that's what we say at our house, in our household. It's a catchphrase.
Yeah, the labor, speaking of soft services, there's so much stuff about going into labor.
Yes.
Amping off.
Get it out of me!
And I'm just astonished, at least like day-to-day updates. And, I mean, doesn't anybody get it? If it's out there, it's out there.
Right. I mean, people even say, like, "My belly button just turned into an Audi." And it's like, I'm sure everyone who knows you personally can, you know, see it. And why does anyone else need to know it?
I mean, that's still not as bad as the full-on baby crowning.
The crowning
pics.
Shots, yeah. And the C-section. I made a GIF out of a C-section, a series of C-section photos that I got one time. That was just a mistake. You know, spending the time on that. What was the purpose of my life?
Well, it scored you this wonderful book contract.
Exactly.
So how's the media tour going? I enjoyed you very much on Good Morning America. That was last week.
Yeah,
although you weren't on nearly long enough.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they told me it was going to be the whole show, those assholes. No, it's been good. I think it's been good.
I want to hear again about the Diane Sawyer pinball machine, because to me, this is, since you mentioned it earlier.
Well, it's a tragic loss. There's a pinball machine with Diane Sawyer's face on it in the green room that's broken, and you can't play it. So
I have a feeling it was like a Terminator pinball machine. They just put her face on and they gave it to her as a gift, and she didn't want it, so she just left it in the green room.
It could have been like that.
Fucking Diane.
No, the media has been much better this time because people aren't focusing as much on the fact that I have no children, which is one of Judy's favorite subjects.
So sad. Poor Blair.
Poor me.
Poor Baron Blair.
Yeah,
Brian.
It's so sad.
Brian, whore.
Brian. Having all that Brett. Sex without babies.
Do you feel obligated?
It's the condom's fault. They didn't jump on me. I don't know.
God bless you, and God willing that you do procreate.
I'm going to.
Will you be sharing with us?
All the poop. All the mucus plugs, everything.
I want the birthing video.
Yes. Well, that will obviously be available through my website.
I mean, the thing is, she really is more. People always say that. People are like, "You're going to have a baby and just turn into this, you know, other person." But she's really adamantly private about things. And even this last round of publicity has been difficult for her to kind of be as out there and promoting herself as anybody else would be, because Blair doesn't really share that much. So I don't think that's actually going to happen at all.
No.
I'm probably more likely
Brian
to be.
Is way
yeah,
more
Yeah, like
inclined.
I like to, you know, and it's, especially if it were to be a little, you know, a little boy.
With a giant baby cock.
Yeah, with a giant baby cock. I would be really.
Water balls.
I would be all about it. Yeah. I don't care what color the poop is. The first time it comes out, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't do that either. But
yeah, he wouldn't. But probably just because I would scream at him. Otherwise, I'm not sure
what he's capable of. No, I really, I understand. I'm kind of a child's advocate. I think the kid should have the right to decide when and where his, you know, pictures that's appearing on Facebook. On
like a cat should have a right to say no to putting a piece of bread on its head. all you cat shamers out there.
That's true.
But also, the critics who do that say, like, over, like, posting your crowning picture with poo all over it is like. It's an inevitability. Like, you're going to have kids, you're going to want to share all this crap. I have plenty of normal parent friends who do not do this.
And so many of the parents who write into me say, like, I already do all this shit all the time. I did the labor. I've gone through it. I wipe the asses. I don't go onto Facebook so I can see more of it. Like, right. I go to Facebook so I can chill out and take a break from all that
stuff. But apparently if you change a diaper, you are the greatest, hardest working, and most unique individual whose experience is incomparable. comparable to the 8 billion other people who have you know, given birth.
Yeah, you're treading dangerously close to the stay home at mom controversy.
Let's never ever stop. Yeah. Ever.
Because you're a teacher, you're a maid,
you're a plumber,
chauffeur.
You're
social
a policeman,
worker,
you're a firefighter,
architect, soldier.
As opposed to those lazy bitches who just go into work every day.
That's another one I see a lot, are when parents compare, you know, it's like a big running joke that being a parent is like being in combat. And I'm like, I don't think that's an appropriate joke.
You could have killed that enemy before it was even born.
No. I don't think there's supposed to be a sound effect.
Is there not
an
abortion sound effect? Like a flushing toilet or something?
Yeah, no, largely the people who are represented in the book Oversharing are largely women.
Yes, most of the time women are the oversharers, and I don't want to be that person who's like mommy jacking, sancta mommy. There are sancta daddies. There's such thing as daddy jacking, but frankly, women are much more inclined to do that.
I'll tell you what, reading this book and enjoying your blog, which I do very much, it makes me a little paranoid every time I post anything. Even like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I'm at the gem spa, you know, having an egg cream. It's like, shit, did I just overshare?
No, but that's an unfortunate side effect. I hate it when people, I mean, not hate it, but it's sad, I think, when people say, like, now I don't even know what to share. I don't want to be any police. I'm just here to sort of offer, like, humorous etiquette tips. I don't want anyone to actually feel burdened by what they post.
It's not a burden. I think it is a valuable etiquette tool, and it has made me think a few times. Not that I listen to the voice in my head, but I think it's good, which you're about to eradicate with all sorts of bleach and peroxide.
Yes. That voice is.
Ooh. I look forward to what that brings.
How's that? Does that sound blonde? Oh my god! Sorry, Joe.
Well, I mean, when Twitter started and, you know, the nascent days of Facebook, I mean, that was the joke. It's like, oh, what you had for breakfast. No one cares what you had for lunch. And everybody posted everything about everything. It's like, you know, here's a Facebook post. I'm bored.
Right. Exactly.
And we've all seen that. Yes. And it may not qualify as oversharing, but you've definitely now wasted my time.
Or the cryptic ones that just say, like, you know, I wish I didn't know. Or something.
I love those.
Yeah, and you're like, wish you didn't know what? Shut up, you know.
I have several offenders that should be talking to a mental health professional instead. Like, I hate my alcoholic father so much, and, you know, my brother raped me or something. And it's like, what are you doing? Like,
this is time to seek serious, you know,
therapy. Facebook is not therapy. That's the thing. Facebook is not a WebMD. Just because you can crowdsource doesn't mean you should, because when you do, who's really replying to you? Not doctors. You know?
I mean, I have plenty of big ideas.
People who put bread on their cat's head.
Exactly.
Judy, you have an event coming up before we get going. Oh. I want to make sure that everyone gets to see you in person this week with your fabulous blonde.
We will be there.
I cannot wait.
I hope you're wearing your Marilyn Monroe dress.
Looking like Greta Garbo, yo.
Well, it's called, it's put on by Brooklyn-based. It's Tom Shalhoub's Funny Stories. And I'm reading with Super Chef Eddie Huang.
Woo!
Bobby Tisdale, Juliana Rossi, and Gavin McInnes, who started Vice. Nice.
Styling and profiling, McGuire.
Yeah.
He has a really nice mustache.
That's Thursday the 18th at 8:30 at Brooklyn Brewery.
Starting the new year of your life. Strong.
So everybody go out and see Judy this week, and tune in to Blair's blog and get this fantastic book, Shut the Fuck Up, Parents. And are you going to be on the Today Show again or anything like huge? You got any more media appearances?
I will be at the LA Times Festival of Books next weekend on Sunday at 12:30. I'll be on a panel called The Politics of Parenting, which I don't think I'm at all qualified for.
You are.
But it's at the Hancock Foundation at USC for the Festival of Books. So anyone in LA, check it out.
And tell us again where we can find your blog.
You can find it at stfuparentsblog.com, and I'm on Twitter at stfuparents and Facebook, facebook.com/stfuparents.
And to get a really good placenta smoothie, where would you go?
My own kitchen.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what have we learned today?
Facebook, good. Overshare, bad.
All right, then. Once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet today. Next week, we have the guy from Seinfeld.
No. Next week is Michael Azarette.
Oh, Michael Azarette, another
music
one of our favorite.
Music writer, Michael Azarette.
Punk rock writer. We've got the guy from Seinfeld coming up. Every show is our best show.
Every show.
But
every
this show really is.
Today really was. So for Judy McGuire, I'm Mike Edison and Blair Koenig, and her great book, Shut the Fuck Up, Parents, Joe the Engineer. I should say very much it is the Judy and Mike show. Happy birthday, Judy. We'll see you guys next week.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.